Good morning. Authorities in several regions ratcheted up COVID restrictions yesterday to rein in a rising infection rate and prevent it from evolving into a fourth wave. Though Spain is faring better than next door France, the daily caseload has been increasing for some 3 weeks. The national infection rate, as measured over the past 14 days, rose to 165 cases per 100,000 people on Tuesday, up from 128 in mid-March, but still well below the 900 peak seen in late January. Wary that increased social contact over Easter might fuel further contagion, authorities in Catalonia announced they would reimpose a ban on residents travelling outside their home region. That restriction, effective from Friday, had been lifted in recent weeks to allow members of a household to move freely within Catalonia, which on Tuesday had an incidence of 203 cases per 100,000. Officials said the data likely did not yet reflect the impact of the Easter break and warned that intensive care hospitalizations were on the rise. Authorities in the Basque Country shut down all non-essential travel in and out of the regional capital Vitoria and the province of Alava after the 14-day infection rate there ticked above 400. The government wants explanations from the league and the soccer federation about the actions taken by officials after a player said he was racially insulted last weekend. Through its ministries of equality and social rights, the government sent a letter yesterday to the league and the federation expressing concerns with situations like this, which have been happening often in soccer competitions in our country. This concern prompts us to ask you, what were the concrete actions that were effectively adopted in this case? In particular, the letter said, the incident happened in Sunday's game between Cadiz and Valencia, whose players walked off the field after defender Mukhtar Diakabi said he was racially insulted by Cadiz player Juan Carla, who was denied any wrongdoing. The government letter said it was alarming that the game continued without the player who made the racism accusation, whilst the one who allegedly made the insult stayed on the field. And the Guardia Civil launched a new drug trafficking operation early yesterday morning. The operation was directed against an international hashish trafficking network that is headed by a Swedish national. For this reason, the raids were coordinated by Europol and police in Scandinavian countries and France. The investigation saw 21 people arrested and 16 house arrests in Algeciras, Los Barrios and Estepona, whilst police also confiscated 4 stolen vehicles, 40,000 packets of illegal tobacco and more than €18,000 in cash. According to police, the organisation brought large quantities of hashish to Spain by boat from Morocco. More than 6 tons of hashish, along with 9 stolen vehicles used to transport the drugs, were also seized. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.